love she given me the shove just a couple of hours ago. So I don't care what I do or where I go, just as long as it's away from those who've gone. I said, told you so, but I was gazing through the window pane as you do. On an underground train, oh, it's the words of the wall outside went flashing by. It was the writing on the wall, and it was not clear at all. No more than a drunken scrawl, it kind of caught my eye. And was gone. Nagging inside my brain. Yeah, there's something getting to me that I just cannot explain. I was gazing through the window pane as you do. On a train with the words on the wall outside were flashing by.
She was my warm, dark-haired girl in those Clapton days. 15, love there was. Saturdays, kissed in an alley near her home. Her Polish parents disapproving the stern gaze at this boy from Finsbury Park who would hold her hand and dally. We talked then of love, of a home for two, then three, or more in Stamford Hill, where we snuggled on the cinema seats and gazed at Humphrey and Ingrid in some Casablanca lore, and later read to each other love poems and Burns or Keats. Then in uniform, I phoned her from Catterick with love to ask her to marry me when I returned from service abroad. She said yes, and then I left in happiness. And thanks to anyone above, in heaven, for she was my young raven-haired love I adored. Then when the uniform was left and I left too, and wandered home to meet my love, to touch her white skin and heard with gloom she had married that fat lawyer who left her to roam after 2 months of pregnancy in her womb. later, we met in Euston Road with shouts of glee, had our cuppa, and talked of what might have been. There was nothing there to unite her and me, and what might have happened, what we could have seen. I remember her with my usual aged thoughts of youth, my sorrow at passing friends and passing days. That raven hair, those eyes, the words of truth, my thoughts were truth, life's misty haze.